It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Welcome back. We're taking you all the way to 10 o'clock. I'm Big Fuzz, Darren Copeland across the way. Just kind of,
I don't know, it's
kind of all over the place.
I want to care about the sports today, and I just can't. I mean, this is a game seven, for God's sake, in hockey.
Yeah, well,
2-2 with 3 minutes left to go in the game.
No, you care about this. I mean, you just
yeah, but you
goal.
Know, I really, well, yeah, because I want to see Canada explode. I've never rooted for so much, the team I don't care about so much, I'm rooting for Ottawa this year.
See, I like Ottawa. I like their color scheme. Green, red, white. I think it's cool.
Really? That's the thing?
Listen, I'm kind of a hockey idiot. I don't really know a whole lot about hockey. So, and it'd be nice to see a Canadian team
try
to win a Stanley Cup for the first time in a long time. So, you know, there's that, and the Cavs are just beating up on the Celts. So that series will start next week, a week from tonight, actually.
The Rockies are back home.
Yeah, they're playing another bad team. I mean, the Seattle Mariners are not good right now.
They play
terrible.
Three with St. Louis first. So tomorrow, yes.
What is today?
Today is Thursday. So tomorrow will be Friday, where they'll play St. Louis. Then on Saturday, where they will play St. Louis. And then on Monday, in come the Mariners for two.
Yeah, just a quick two-game set.
And then the Rockies go back out on the road for another, couple games.
I don't really pay that much attention to the schedule because it's a long, long baseball season. Like, I know the next, coming up opponents, mostly. I knew the Mariners were coming to town. Looked them up, and they're really bad right now.
They are really bad.
Every week I kind of like, oh, who are the Rockies playing this week? Okay, well, there you go. Because they may be playing, St. Louis may be really bad now, but in 2 weeks they might be great. I mean, baseball teams go up and down.
You know what the problem, though, with the Rockies' hot start has done for me? Hmm. I'm watching far more national baseball, shows in the mornings.
Why?
Well, because...
You want to hear them talk about the Rockies?
I do want to hear them talk
about
the
Rockies. But they're not going to.
They did.
A little.
Are they the best? They said no today. MLB Network asked if they were the best team in the NL right now. NL West.
They've got
the
best record.
No.
Well, they're probably not.
Okay, great.
I mean, their record says it, but push comes to shove, I still think the Dodgers are the more talented team when they're healthy, which they're not right now. I think I think the Washington Nationals are probably a better team overall.
Well, they certainly proved it in the first score games they played.
So, I mean, there's Scott Van Pelt had Nolan Arenado on last night. And it's great. What? You don't like Scott Van Pelt?
No, I do. I was thinking about Nolan Arenado's black eye.
Yeah, no, they talked about that. They were talking about a lot of things, and at the end of the interview, it was all very nice. It's, the Rockies are a good story, and you guys started off hot. And then he turns around right away, and he says, and now the favorites still in to win the National League West, the L.A. Dodgers. And then they showed an L.A. Dodgers highlight. So, I mean, the point is, you're wanting to hear and read and see stuff that the national media just is not going to do right now.
I know.
And that's why, I mean... That would be like me watching First Take and expecting Stephen A. Smith to have actual common sense comments about idiot. Oh, I'm sorry. No, tonight it's LaFleu.
LaFleu.
It's his
Guy LaFleu.
It's his flu game.
Guy LaFleu.
I don't buy that for a minute. I firmly bet he's just like, oh, I got the sniffles. I don't feel good. Just so if he comes out and he scores a whole bunch of points, he'd be like, see, I could do what Michael Jordan did. Or if he sucks, he'll be like, I was just sick. I have this bug. I don't feel good. I'm LeBron.
Wow, man. Wow.
I don't like him.
I can tell.
That's the same way that you hate many, at least the people I really dislike are not on or have been on Denver teams. Except for Kyle Orton.
Oh,
he deserves all of my wrath.
So, yeah. So totally blowing up your argument.
No, I've got one. You got like five former players who played here.
I've got one former player.
No, you've got a Rocky that you think tried to kill you, and you don't like him. And you've got
I'm liking him better.
And you've got Jay Cutler.
So you've That's got two.
Double mine. One more than mine.
I don't think there's too many people out there that wouldn't agree with me that Jay Cutler
we
is
don't hate
just
Jay Cutler.
You should hate Jay Cutler.
There's no reason to hate Jay Cutler.
You should, yes.
Why?
Why? Because he insists on himself.
Oh, see, that...
No, well, because...
Give me a real reason.
Okay, listen, because
when
he
doesn't jump
he was
up
hand,
and down
no, because,
and he's...
No, because he wasted, literally wasted away his good years here when, you know, he was given the keys and was an absolute drunk even after he was... And even after he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes...
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, he, you know, and that shows a lack of things. I think what he did, you know, even though I understand that, you know, McDaniels, I'm not going to say that he treated him well. I don't think that he did very well to, you know, he didn't handle it very well either.
Listen, McDaniels came in wanting to get rid of him. He wanted to do the same thing that his
maybe he saw something
idol,
the rest of us should have seen.
He wanted to do the same. He did it just because Belichick did the same thing to Bernie Kosar when he got to Cleveland. He wanted to come in and make a statement. And what better statement than getting rid of your quarterback so you can bring in your own guy and run roughshod over people? Problem is, Belichick's a jerk, and the little Napoleon is also a jerk, plus an idiot. And they're both cheaters. So, I mean,
but
other than that, they're great. I mean, you can't make that call on Jay Cutler.
I can certainly make that call on Jay Cutler.
He couldn't. There's no way he could have made that call that early in Jay Cutler. Like he wasn't even halfway through OTAs. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna try to trade you for the
Jay
great
Cutler,
Matt
Jay Cutler,
Castle.
Jay Cutler cost Mike Shanahan his job.
I would say that the defense had a good hand in that.
Well,
had
no,
a
because they were
years.
8-2. Remember, they were 8-2 coming off an NFC Championship or AFC Championship game loss. They were 8-2 mm-hmm. with Cutler or with Jake Plummer.
Yeah.
And then Mike Shanahan decided to experiment with Cutler and didn't go so well, didn't make the playoffs.
I remember where I was the night he made that start. I was at Armita's, and I was very surprised because I was a big Jake Plummer fan.
Yeah, well.
Big Jake Plummer
fan. Yeah, and he turned out to be just about how a lot of – I mean, I thought he would be better, but as he – you know, as – you know, listen, when guys are just absolute dinkwads, okay – when they're dinkwads.
I heard you.
Yeah, but Alex was looking at me like,
oh,
looking at me, looking at Mr. Dump Button, looking at me, looking at Mr. Dump Button.
I just never thought he was a dinkwad.
Well, he certainly is a dinkwad. He's not a nice person. You know,
you don't know that? Just because he wasn't nice to you
he's
doesn't
been
make
not,
him
no,
not a nice
he,
person.
No, he has stories of people who he's been not nice to.
Okay. There are a lot of people who I'm not nice to. I'm still a nice person, just not to those people. There are certain people who I don't want to be nice to. Doesn't mean I'm not a nice person. I'm just not a nice person to those people.
Okay. Maybe you should be a nice person to, like, Denver Bronco people, if you're a Denver Bronco. I'm just saying, maybe you should take you're the starting quarterback. Maybe you should take it a little seriously. And maybe that's the whole problem that we're feeling about, you know, Captain Morgan.
Oh,
is because
geez.
No,
there we go.
No. Because
you don't know.
We don't know. But it certainly feels like.
How does it feel like? Because a couple of people have said he didn't spend an extra 30 or 45 minutes on the field.
No, because
after
he didn't
practice.
Spend any time in the offseason here.
So I don't care.
Okay.
I'm
just telling you what the impression
here.
Is.
Why does he need to be here? I don't care what they do.
Listen,
impressions.
I hope that Paxton Lynch wins this job.
Well, if he doesn't, the Broncos are screwed.
No.
Trevor Siemian's not good. He's not.
The best quarterback will play.
Good, then make Chad Kelly get healthy, and he can start before both of them, because he's probably the best quarterback on the team.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not down to practice.
I can tell you who's not the best quarterback on the team.
Mark Sanchez?
Trevor Siemian. You could probably run that offense better than Trevor Siemian. You're just about as tall.
He's taller than me.
Just as many times as he does.
I don't know. I'm pretty easy to get hurt.
And listen, I can go out there and dump the ball off 4 yards to somebody and see what they do with it and not get first downs every game.
You know, no, I don't think that's right.
Sure. I absolutely could do that.
Oh, no.
You listen, I would be as good a quarterback as the guy I just mentioned earlier who I hated.
Ryan Leaf?
No, I never hated Ryan.
Jamarcus Leaf. Russell. Nope. Ken Stabler.
Nope. Oh, no, I hated Ken Stabler.
Jay Cutler.
No, that I don't hate Jay Cutler. See, I don't hate Jay Cutler. I never
Phyllis
did.
Rivers.
Dude, I'm not a big fan of his. No. The guy that played for Denver and was...
Kyle Orton.
Yes, I hated him. I could have played better quarterback than Kyle Orton.
I doubt that.
Nope.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. You're on your own. Anybody could play. You won't return again forever.